Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a great day to be alive. God is good all of the time, and all of the time, God is good. He is worthy. Oh, yes, He is worthy to be praised. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons coming to you with my wonderful, wonderful husband, Pastor Anthony Simmons, and we're coming from New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey. If you ever want to have a blessed experience in the Lord, come on over to Elizabeth and you will not be disappointed. God will meet you there. Oh, yes, He will meet you there. And I declare it in the name of Jesus. Well, we like to start every broadcast with prayer. So we're going to just go into a moment of prayer and then we'll go right into the broadcast without a delay. Call somebody and tell them that we are here on the air, Power in the Word, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony Simmons. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, we worship you. You are worthy to be praised. Oh God, there's none like you, and we just magnify your name today. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise just because of who you are. We thank you for being God in our lives. We thank you for vision. We thank you for purpose. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for deliverance. We thank you for power, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for healing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You are everything, everything that we are, everything that we ever aspire to be, and for that we are grateful. So we give this time to you, Lord, and ask that you bless every listener, bless every person that tunes in to the live broadcast and every person that listens to the archive. Bless every caller, bless their money, their marriages, their ministry, everything pertaining to those who will come and be a part of what you have ordained for this season. And Lord, at the end of this time, we will be ever so certain to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. We ask that you save souls, change lives, set the captives free, heal the sick, and deliver those who are, Father God, in bondage to so many things in this world. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, good morning. Actually, it's afternoon in most places here in New Jersey, New York area. It is after 12, shortly after noon. And we welcome you. We're just so glad to be here with you. Amen. Just blessed. Amen. To be here with you. And the chat room is being opened up as we speak. Pastor Anthony, how are you today?
I'm feeling mighty good today. I just love it. I'm on vacation this week. I had a wonderful holiday yesterday. We were invited to our pastor friend in the area's house, and we had some barbecue. The family and I had a wonderful holiday weekend thus far, and I'm looking forward to a wonderful vacation, a relaxation, and some well-deserved rest.
Amen. Amen. And praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're in the studio together, Pastor Anthony and myself, and we're just blessed to be able to be here together. We both went to the doctors today and got physicals, and the Lord is good. He is a deliverer. He is a healer. He is a keeper, amen, if you want to be kept. So we're just excited about what God is doing. We're here to talk real talk with the pastors, and we're going to talk about a few things that are on our hearts, and we want you to share also with us. So the phone lines are open, the chat room is open, so you can come into the chat room, and we want to welcome to be enlightened to the chat room and all of you who are streaming, and also the phone line 646-652-4832. Pastor Anthony, do you hear echo on my line?
Yes.
Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to ask you to we have to put some distance between us. There's too much power for us to be so close to each other. So we're going to put some distance between us, and we're going to continue with the broadcast. Sometimes you got to. We don't want to dilute the power, but sometimes you have to contain the power just for a little while. God bless you. Good morning. To be enlightened, I think you had a birthday recently. I miss your birthday. I want to say happy belated birthday to you. Happy belated birthday to you. God bless you. And welcome to the chat room, John Hart. Pastor Emily, what's on your heart this morning?
There's so much happening that's in my spirit today. But one of the things, even as our kids go back to school in New Jersey, this is back to school week for most kids. Our youngest daughter is going into the fifth grade. We have a high schooler going into his 11th grade, junior year high school. And our oldest son is entering his fourth year college. And it's a new season, if you will, even for them going to the next grade and being promoted and going to the next plateau in their lives. But it's been in my spirit, Pastor Rebecca, even how God transitions us from seasons to seasons, you know, just to talk to the people about what's happening in their lives, how God is transitioning them from maybe what they used to do to something new, whether it's their career, relationships, or, you know, even their purpose. God has allowed some to take U-turns or some to take detours. And it's just one of those things where when we trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not into our own understanding, allowing him to direct our paths, he will sometimes take us in a whole nother direction. You know, and it's just so awesome. I would like to read from Ecclesiastes as it talks about the seasons, just a few brief verses from Ecclesiastes. Pastor Rebecca, unless you had another thought before we go into our program today.
No, go ahead and flow with it, baby. Go ahead and flow with what the Lord has given you.
Amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 3, beginning at verse 1. To everything there is a season and a time, every purpose under the heaven. A time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which was planted. A time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up. I'm going to read on to verse 5 because that's what I want to emphasize today. A time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. Let me read that again. A time to embrace, and a time to refrain from embracing. And a rhetorical question today is that, you know, what are we embracing in life? Sometimes as we go into different seasons, the Bible says, cleave to that which is good, and we need to be cleaving to that which is good today. And, Pastor Rebecca, I know from my own life some of the things that God has transitioned me from and the habits that I've dropped along the way and some of the people that I, you know, cut loose or God removed them. Sometimes we embrace that which, you know, what we're familiar with.
Yeah.
And the Bible says sometimes as we enter into new seasons in our lives, there's some other folk that God wants to implement. There's some other ideas that he wants to place in place of our former way of belief and thinking. And then there are those times where God will show us more clearly our purpose for him to bring him glory in the earth.
Yeah.
So I just want to say, you know, what are we embracing? A lot of your books talk about, you know, healing the pain of the past, traveling the road to victorious living. And sometimes, you know, we embrace the pain of the past. Sometimes we have not let go and we have not forgiven and we have not made room for God to really work in our lives. And that song, Let Go and Let God, sometimes that's easier said than done. So that's what's on my heart today. I want people to call up and sometimes tell us the struggle about letting go or letting loose or sometimes embracing that which God may be telling us to refrain from embracing just for this season.
Yeah.
Or even if you're recognizing as we go into this fall and autumn season, even if you recognize that God is transitioning you into another even walk of life or another endeavor, you know, we want you to share that with us today, that God is a God of purpose and a God of progress. Maybe he's transitioning some of the people listening today into something that they've never done before.
Amen. Amen. And you heard Pastor say, call on in and talk about the transitions. You know, it's amazing that you talk about the changes that we go through in life and the times and the seasons. There's a time and a season for everything, seed time and harvest. You know, we always have to be aware of what season we're in our lives, you know. And like you said, Pastor Anthony, we have to let go of some stuff in order to embrace the new. We have to let go of the old in order to embrace the new. In other words, if we're holding on to the pain of the past, if we're holding on to the old pain and the old experiences that we have had in our lives, it's very difficult to flow and embrace the new stuff that God wants to bless us with. You know, so many of us are waiting for a blessing from the Lord, but we're stuck. We're stuck. I spoke to someone yesterday, and she just said, "I'm stuck." And so many people are right there, but they is the first step in defeating that stuck sensation and that stuck experience is to admit it. You know, to admit that you're stuck. And that's what we're talking about. You know, are you stuck? Some people may not even know what season they're in or know if they're transitioning or not. They might just feel stuck. And even if you're one of those people, we'll talk you through that thing. Because I sat down last night and I talked with this lady. I was at a cookout at a pastor friend of ours' house. And she just started crying. And she just admitted that she was stuck. And I stayed the course, and I talked her through that thing. And by the time we finished talking, we were clapping our hands and praising the Lord. Because she, you know, you're already an overcomer. My God, you're already an overcomer. When you think about all of the stuff that you've been through, and when you think about where you are right now, the point where God has brought you to, that's already a reason to rejoice, Pastor Anthony.
Amen. Amen. I mean, we say it and we hear it sometimes so often, you know, I may not be where I want to be. I may not even be where I ought to be, but thank God I'm not where I used to be.
Yes.
And that's a praise report right there. That's something to hallelujah God about. That's something to get excited about. That when we really look up and look into the mirror of life and we really see what God has done thus far, we should get excited about that and get encouraged that he's not done with us yet.
Yeah,
that's how I look at life. That's how I take life on a daily basis. Because sometimes when we make a time schedule for ourselves, Pastor Rebecca, as far as our goals and our ambitions and where we want to be at a certain time in life, as you know, you have a birthday coming up this week, and I celebrated my 45th birthday 2 weeks ago. Sometimes you look back and you know.
Wait, baby, you're 45.
Yes.
Stop lying about your age. You're a pastor. You said your 44th birthday. I know it was a slip. You're 45 now.
Oh, I said 44?
Yes.
My 45th birthday.
Yes.
I celebrated. And you look at those things and you look at, you know, what you've accomplished in life and in the natural. And sometimes, you know, we have not met the timetable that we set for ourselves to be a certain place in a certain time in life. And you know, as you just said, you know, we really need to just to take a back and look at what God is really doing.
Yeah.
And when we see that thing, we know that God is good all the time, and all the time God is good for us.
Hallelujah.
And that's why I love him. That's why,
yes,
I love Jesus. You know, we serve a God that is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can ever imagine or think. And he is a God that will honor us as we continue to honor him. He is faithful to those who are faithful to him.
Mm.
Whatever your petitions are, it's right there in 1 John chapter 5. We read it in our church on Sunday. If we come to him, we know that if we ask anything in his will, according to his will, we know that he hears. And not only does he hear us, but we have what we ask of him.
Yeah.
And that's an awesome promise from God, that if we line up with his will, and normally that's just about getting in the, you know, being in church, hearing the word of God, letting that word, meditate on that word day and night, praying without ceasing.
Yeah.
And God will mold and shape your heart and your mind to his will. So
yeah.
Rebecca just said, don't beat yourself up if you're stuck from fear, you know, because of fear, in other words. Some people are stuck because of, you know, low self-esteem or
pain,
or just because they're still doubting God. There's,
yeah,
so many reasons why we get stuck. The,
yeah,
fear of the unknown where God is taking you. So whether you're stuck or not, we just want to, you know, talk through that thing today. And if you're not stuck, if you're making that transition and you're looking into tomorrow, you're looking into next year, and you really got to trust God to make the provisions happen, to make the right influences happen, to make the right things come into the earth realm, that is also an awesome place to be in God, because now you're walking by faith and not by sight.
Yes, amen.
That's also a wonderful place to be in God.
Amen. And you read from the book of Ecclesiastes. I love that scripture because there is a time for everything. You know, some people feel like if they're having a hard time or if they're feeling discouraged, that's really a bad thing. But in the Word, it's clear that you will go through these different seasons in your life. You'll go through seasons of what seems to be lack, where you might think you just don't have enough of anything to do whatever it is that you need to do. But I said seems to be lack because what it looks like is really not what it is.
All
you know,
right.
What it is what God says it is. You know, God is our provider, and He owns everything. So we have to allow ourselves to be vessels for God's goodness and His blessings to flow through us, to flow
yes.
through our hands, to flow through our hearts, to flow through our ministries. You know, everything that God has for us to do, we have to allow Him to flow through us in order for Him to do that work through us. He said He already ordained good works in advance for us to do, and all that we have to do is be. We have to be available for God to work through us, to move through us, and not get caught up, not get hindered by the weight of the world, you know, things
Amen.
That will try to hinder us and keep us back. You talked about it, Pastor Anthony. You talked about fear. You talked about doubt. You talked about, I don't know if you talked about low self-esteem. I talked about pain, the pain of your past. We really have to let go of all of that stuff and let God. And Pastor Anthony, if I can for a minute, I want to talk about the sermons that we have on MySpace. I don't know if you've been listening to the sermons that Pastor Anthony and I have been preaching, but we've been preaching some powerful sermons. And they're on MySpace, all of them, from the last 4 or 5 weeks. And this is what we preach. We constantly preach empowerment. We constantly preach letting go and letting God. We constantly preach you can be, do, and have everything that God has ordained for you to be, do, and have. And that includes being holy. So if you get some time, go over. I challenge you to go over and listen to those sermons one at a time. Their Sunday sermon was powerful also. I preached, what did I preach, Pastor Anthony?
Incredible faith.
Incredible faith, yeah, incredible faith. And that's what it takes. It's going to take incredible faith for us to do the things that God has called us to do, for us to let go of that old pain and give it to God and let Him carry us through the storm and even through the good times, to learn how to see the good times in spite of the storm that you're in. You know, like if you can see the forest for the trees, you know, we're so busy looking at the trees that we forget we're in the forest. And that's
Amen.
What happens in life. We're so busy looking at the circumstances that we forget we're in life. Life more abundantly, not just any old kind of life, but life more abundantly. And it's a wonderful thing when we can really see the handprint of God all over our lives every single day that we live. So go to MySpace.com/Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you will be blessed. And we have prophetess in the chat room, and she's our co-host on Thursday, and I'm so blessed to have her. I call her, you know, my right hand, but Pastor's my right hand, so I guess she has to be my left hand. But we're tripod over at New Creation Christian Ministries, and we work together mightily for the Lord. It's a wonderful thing. But she's in the chat room, Pastor, and she says yes, and that's exactly what we need to move forward in the things of God. And she's that incredible faith. And she says that was a powerful message from Pastor. And praise God. To God be the glory, because they know at the church, everybody knows, even to be enlightened and Dana, who are in the chat room as well, know that we don't do anything without God. We know that it's by the grace of God that we are who we are.
And that's why, you know, Pastor Rebecca
said, I'm laughing at Prophetess. You know, Pastor, she said, yes, I'm the left hand for Pastor.
All right. Amen. But, you know, even at the outset of the show, we talked about different seasons as we sometimes are transitioning from one season into another. It's just so awesome. You know, as you come out the summer season, we read a book years ago, Don't Die in the Winter.
Mm.
One time, you know, sometimes, even though it was summer, it felt cold for some people. And as you survived this summer season, whether it was bills or high gas prices or even a broken relationship, some desires that have not come to pass, sometimes it's just about enduring and standing. And one of the things about, you know, the seasons that I want to get around to is why so many of the very elect we know the word, we hear the word, we're trying to live the word, but yet we got to stay planted and rooted in prayer, seasoned in prayer, so we can do all we can do to stand and stand until, as it says right there in the book of Ephesians.
Wow.
You know, the fiery darts of the enemy are coming at Christians. The attack and assault on families. That's why, you know, I'm having a men's only service at our church because I'm getting phone calls from men left and right about how they've fallen or how they want to fall or just going back to what's familiar and what's comfortable. And God is a God that can keep us if we want to be kept.
Yeah.
We don't have to go back into a life of sin. We don't have to go back to what used to make us feel good. We don't have to enter back into relationships that we wanted to be one way, and God clearly shows us that that used to be then, but this is now.
And there's
and
only one way left, and that's out.
Go ahead. Sometimes we have this false hope, Pastor Rebecca, if you will, of what we want things to be and how we desire things to be, yet God will clearly show us, because he protects and loves us, what he wants for us.
Yes.
And I've always learned or tried to learn that, you know, Lord, I kind of don't want to live this life on emotion. I don't want to live on feelings. I don't want to live on my expectations. But I want it to be all about you.
Yeah.
I really do want it to be all about you. And some may say that's super spiritual. But when you get to that place in God, you know, not just as a pastor, not just as a servant of God, but as a Christian, as a believer, when you get to that place where Jesus said, you know, nevertheless, not thine will. And he did this in a season of praying to God the Father because he knew it was all about God the Father. And that's what that first John scripture is talking about. Guess what? God is all about you. I know you want me to have a quality man in my life. I know you want me to have enough money to pay all these bills that seem to overwhelm me. I know you want me to have good health and long life. Now, Lord, what do I need to do on my end?
My God. My God. Not my will, but your will be done.
Amen.
My God. That's powerful right there. And when we talk about only one way in these relationships that we know are not of God, we're not talking about marriage. We always have to make that disclaimer because, you know, people are going through in their marriages too, and we recognize that. But when I say that, I'm talking about relationships where you know you're unequally yoked or you know you've been in that relationship with that person for so long and that person refuses to commit to you, or you know that they're hanging you by a string, or you know they're not treating you right anyway, and you want to marry the person. What's the use? You know, sometimes you could just know that the relationship is wrong, but we're trying to make it into what we need it to be. And God says he has better for you. He has something better for you. Even if you're married, God says he has something better for you, and it can be with the spouse that you're with right now. God could turn that thing around. You know, if you're having problems in your marriage.
You got to do it God's way. Go ahead.
Yes. He can turn that thing around. God can turn a bad marriage into a good marriage, and he can turn a heart of stone into a heart of flesh, you know, where he can take away bitterness and resentment and unforgiveness. God can work it out, but I recommend staying in his face, staying in God's face, and we do recommend counseling if you're having problems in your marriage.
Amen. Again, the assault on marriages, not so many Christian marriages are breaking up and falling apart under the pressure of life, is exactly that. You know, sometimes you need counsel. You need practical tools to make the marriage work, whether it's anger, you know, whether it's a familiar way of your upbringing that you've had in your marriage or relationship that's been a hindrance to you two progressing and growing in your marriage, or possibly, you know, you're growing apart because you have two different perspectives, two different spiritual journeys, and two different ideologies, and it's pushing you further and further apart, yet you know that God hates divorce. So do everything you can do to make that marriage work. You know, just one of the things we forewarn and put a red flag up, if there's abuse to the degree where your life is threatened, separate. We don't say divorce, but separate until this professional help can come your way.
Yeah.
But other than that, you know, many marriages, Pastor Rebecca, just are simply falling apart because of the financial burden of life.
My God, and that's what To Be Enlightened.
Some people, go ahead.
And that's what To Be Enlightened was talking about in the chat room, Pastor. He said,
yes.
These economic hard times testing the souls and faiths of many. Do I turn back to my flesh man or look forward and move into my spiritual walk? Very
Amen.
Tough call. In the face of need and adversity.
It's a tough call. It almost forces you to want to compromise just to get the bills paid, just to get some of this weight of finances lifted. It would force you to try to compromise, but stay true to what you know God wants you to do. We really have to stay true to the Word of God, believe the Word of God, and He'll show us it out. That's what you were talking about, relationships, but He'll show us it out or a way even in concerning our finances.
Yeah, and Dana says, sometimes I feel like I can't stand it any longer. She says, what if you have had professional help? Let me just say something about what to be enlightened, and then we're going to go to Dana's question. And again, what to be enlightened was said, Pastor, it's so right. God says, I'll never leave you or forsake you. And what he's saying is, I won't fail you. I won't drop the ball on you. I'm faithful. He also says that he's not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he would change his mind. And I add about the plans that he has for you. And God tells us that if we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, that everything else will be added unto us. And then it all comes back to incredible faith. Have faith in God. Lean not on our own understanding, but continually trust in the Lord, and he will direct our path. And then continue to commit our plans to God. And if we commit our plans to God, you know, it's kind of hard to commit a plan to sin to God. Like, God, I plan on going out. Like, you know, some of us used to do stuff under the table. You know, I'm planning out and going out and getting a job under the table. Lord, what should I do? You know, if you commit that plan to God, he's going to tell you no. So a lot of times we don't do that, and we just go out and do what we're going to do anyway. But I say, if you stay in a prayerful position, if you stay in the face of God, every single time God will direct you in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. And he will give you grace for faith. God will give you grace to believe him through that storm. Just like when they threw those three boys in the fiery furnace, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they threw them in that fiery furnace, and they believed. They said, our God will deliver us. But guess what? Just for the little tinge of doubt that they had, they said, but just in case he doesn't, we won't bow to any other God.
Jesus.
He's still our God. He's still God. And that's what we have to have, that profession that our God will deliver us. But what is the worst that could happen to us? You know, if we trust God, God will come through every single time. We might have to endure and go through some hard times, but guess what? You're going to be growing while you're going through those hard times. Now, Pastor Dana has a question or comment here, a question. She says, what if I have had professional help in my marriage, have tried to stand, have tried to submit. Sometimes I feel like I can't stand any longer, even while working the finances out. So what do you have to say to her who she's had professional counseling in her marriage, and she's tried to stand, and she's tried to submit, and sometimes she feels like she can't even stand any longer. What do you have to say?
The Bible says they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. And sometimes along this journey, we do get weak.
Yeah.
You know, you and I, a couple of months ago, celebrated 12 years of marriage. But I remember those early years in our marriage where, you know, the wedge of blended family, step family, second marriage, the weight of finances, so much stuff to put a wedge in between us. And we've had some close calls and talk of divorce, talk of separation. But what kept us was God's word, you know, prayer, hanging in there. And that's the kind of encouragement we're going to leave with you today, is that hang in there, be encouraged, because, you know, a new sunshine is coming up tomorrow. And as you said earlier, Pastor Rebecca, sometimes, you know, if we look at the winds and the waves of life, we will begin to sink.
Amen.
If we keep our mind stayed on Jesus, if we keep our eyes focused on God, He'll even in your heavy, weighty marital situations, your financial situations, God will somehow, even in the midst of that, give you such a solace and a peace. It's unexplainable.
Yes.
But God will, the God of comfort.
He'll never
and
fail.
Even in those moments, yeah, even in those moments, I'm not saying you won't, you know, go through finances that, you know, the jeopardy of foreclosure or repossession of an automobile. Those are the real things we got to address. And I'm not making this thing super spiritual, but I'm just talking about my own marriage. When we hung in there and we see what God has given us to this day, now a solid relationship, you know, time to turn our finances around, better and brighter days, because our latter days are becoming better than our former days. The word of God is now coming true and springing up like living waters in our lives. So I'm
Amen.
Not talking about something that I have not experienced. We've had dry bone season.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we've had anger. We've had arguments and
resentment
fights.
Resentment and bitterness.
Go ahead. Yes.
And yelling and screaming. Amen. Hang on in there. And this is a word for you right here, Dana. Check this out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
That word came through on Sunday last week. That's for you, Dana. Hang on in there. That was Prophetess. She's on the, in the chat room with us, Glorious One. Amen. And she leads our worship. Amen. Hang on in there, Dana. Hang on in there, my God. When
Amen.
You feel like you can't do nothing else, hang on in there. God's going to come through for you. He's not going to put any more on you than you can handle. Amen. Hang on in there. Don't try. Just be. Amen. Be Dana Neal, and God's going to bring you through. Amen. Be in him, and he's going to work in you and bring you through. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hang on in there. Hallelujah. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I just love Prophetess because she has the word of the Lord in her mouth, and she just inspires us so much, you know, with her fervor for the Lord. You know, when we're going through, it helps to have a clipping like that. You know, Dana, if you need me to send you that clipping, I'll send it to you. Amen. Well, Prophetess will tell you to hang on in there.
Amen. Amen.
And even with the money.
Uh-huh.
Even with the money, God's never failed you. Look back over your life and look at where you are today. Think about all of the times that you have found yourself in tight spots before. And look at God's hand in that thing, how he brought you through over and over and over and over and over again. God's not going to let you go under. He is not going to let you go under. So that's why we were talking about flowing with the Lord and letting him flow his blessings through you. Don't hold on too tightly to your circumstances. Don't hold on by stressing out over them and by being anxious. God says, be anxious for nothing, but come to me with supplication and prayer. He said, and I'll give you a peace that surpasses all understanding. So God will give you peace even in the middle of the storm. And the last thing I want to say, Dana, is be all that you can be. If you be all that you can be and keep your eyes stayed on God, keep your mind on God, keep your mind on his promises, then you won't be so consumed with what your husband is not doing right or what you perceive that he's not doing right in that relationship. Do your best and let God do the rest. God will take care of that thing.
Oh, God, glory to his name. Hallelujah. You know, she's just so primed for just an awesome breakthrough.
Yeah,
part of the word of God, the Bible is just so encouraging that the lowest moments of some of the greatest people in the Bible, some of the lowest moments is when God did his best work. And that's when we know that God is really God. In those times of testing, sometimes we really know what we're made out of. And I know Dana still has a lot of fight in her. And again, I just thank her for sharing today her heart, because that's what God wants us to really come to him, come to his altar, come to his throne of grace. And he is a God of grace and mercy, and he'll raise us up when we need to be raised up. And so
Amen.
You know, you got to trust God and his Holy Spirit that resides in you. Can't nothing do damage to that. And that's the spirit that's going to keep you going. And again, you know, your latter days are so much better.
Yes, amen. And welcome to the chat room, Nobody's Business. Again, the phone lines are open, 646-652-4832. You're on the air with Pastor Anthony and Pastor Rebecca Simmons from New Creation Christian Ministries. And we're at 87 First Street in Elizabeth, New Jersey. Our prophetess, Singletary, she's in the chat room with us. We have Dana Neal and To Be Enlightened. And also we have Nobody's Business. That's the name of one of my books. Nobody's Business has joined us. And we welcome all of you to the broadcast today. We wanted to talk for a minute about our women's conference. We have our third annual Christian Women of Power Women's Conference coming up, and it's God's leading lady. You want to be there. My God, Prophetess, who you just heard, is one of our speakers. I will be speaking myself, and we have another awesome woman of God, Dr. Melrose Bethea, who's a doctor and a preacher. She's a physician and a preacher. She will be with us also. So you don't want to miss this conference. It's October the 10th, the 11th, and the 12th. And you want to be there. The registration is only $25, and we're going to be setting that up so that you can register online. If you have to fly in, take a bus, take a train, take a automobile, get there, because God has something in store for you. Amen. Amen. Pastor, we have a call. You want to take a call?
Yes, we can do that now.
Amen. Praise God. Area code 231, you're on the air. Welcome to Power in the Word.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
This is Nobody's Business. My real name is Landon, Brother Landon.
God bless you, Brother Landon.
I see you got a book called Nobody's Business.
Yes, I do. Actually, that was my first novel that I wrote, Nobody's Business, and I say that nobody's business is everybody's business, because I talk about all of the stuff that we don't want to talk about, you know, the secret stuff, the secret shame that keeps us in bondage, and I really deal with the issues of life in that book, and I have a lot of interesting characters in there. It's a page-turner. People are reading that book and 24 to 48 hours. It's like my father, who went home to be with the Lord in March, said it's like a box of chocolates. You can't walk by it without picking it up, and you never know what you're going to find within the pages.
Okay.
So where did you...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. What were you going to say?
I said that's ironic, because I've been thinking and contemplating about writing a book about... It was going to be titled Between the Sheets. And it's about Christians who read between the sheets.
Wow.
And when I was going to this one church, everybody wore fancy clothes. They had good money, drove fancy cars. The bishop got a plane, a limo, a jeep, whatever he needs, he's got. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... And they was missing what was in the Bible.
And they were what did you say?
They was missing what was in the Bible. They were turning the pages, but they weren't getting what was in the Bible. They wasn't getting
God.
Fed. So that's why it was always a monetary thing. If you didn't pay enough tithes, the pastor didn't talk to you. He didn't talk to you. He didn't acknowledge you. He didn't really
wow.
want you around. If you didn't wear a certain clothes, if it didn't sparkle, he don't want you there.
That's a shame.
Yeah, yeah. They even pulled a gun on me at church.
Go ahead.
And I didn't leave for that fact, because that didn't scare me. But they did some other things, and I said, nah, I can't keep going through this same old stuff with this church, because they really want me out of here, so I'm going to go.
Now, what did they perceive that you had done to give them cause to pull a gun on you, or to make you, to want you to leave the church? What's your real name?
Landon.
Yeah, Landon. What
okay.
did you do?
I was coming to church every day. And the bishop didn't like me hanging around every day doing pretty much. I cleaned the church, and he didn't like that I came around. I came to noonday prayer. I came to 6 o'clock prayer. I prayed by myself at 6 o'clock prayer from 6 o'clock to 8 o'clock. They had a school hooked up to there, and he had a business office, and I would sit in the business office, and he would have company come in. He actually told me to leave because he had company coming in from Chicago, and he didn't want me there. And I said, you know, everybody else is not leaving. Why are you asking me to leave? Well, we don't. I dressed a certain way. I didn't dress fancy. You know,
oh,
I wore what I could.
Okay.
You know, but I came clean. I washed my clothes. I washed my body. But
yeah,
that wasn't good enough for him. It had to be. I had to be in a three-piece. What is it? Armani suit.
Armani suit. Yeah.
Yeah. I had to be in that to really serve God, and that wasn't in the plans. You know, for me.
Now, my brother, let me just ask you, what's you know that experience has obviously been an unfortunate experience for you as far as church. Now, what season are you in life right now? Where did God take you with that transition, that, you know, that negative experience with church and this particular church, this particular bishop? What season are you in, and what lessons did you learn, or what are you trying to do to make God's universal church even better with that personal experience that has happened to you personally?
Okay, for a whole year, I did not attend church. I didn't attend no church because that was my favorite church. I really liked going there.
Yeah.
But what happened was my cousin plays the drums for another church, and he said they needed a musician for a church, and I play keyboards, and I didn't want to play keyboards no more for churches because it's so much hell up in the choir and so much.
So you're a keyboardist, you're a musician, you play the keyboard.
Right,
and you've seen a lot. Okay.
And I play for a lot of churches, the big churches around here, the little churches, you know, I done been around and playing. I don't play for any money. I play for God.
Amen.
And sometimes, you know, I have to deal with their attitudes, and I don't really want to deal with their attitude. Some people are from the streets, and some people are from church, and they, when they clash, it's just too much to deal with. And I stay in as long as I can. But, like, one pastor asked me to quit school and to join his church full-time and play full-time. And I said, I can't do that. I have to get my life together. And he was a small church, and basically his family went to church. And I didn't want to really be stuck in just that situation.
Right.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's good that he praises God. He's a good pastor and everything. I like him.
Uh-huh.
But I just didn't want to quit school
right. In
order to be just a keyboard player.
Right, so what are you doing now?
I play keyboards for a church called New Life Ministries.
Right.
I play for them, and I haven't did anything to go anywhere. I'm sticking there. I'm being faithful to the ministry. Most of the time I was helping out churches. I wasn't leaving or anything. I was just helping out, playing here and there when they didn't have a musician or something. But now I'm playing full-time. I don't charge any money or anything. It's a ministry thing for me. They want me to teach a class when they buy their church. They're trying to end the transition of buying a church. They want me to teach a Bible class for men.
Okay.
And I'm looking forward to doing that. And I also have a website called www.gospellove.ning.com. That's www.gospellove.ning.com. And that's where a lot of ministers and pastors go so they can show their works of God to other ministers and other pastors and other people that join the website. It's new, so it's just got a few people on there right now, but I'm praying that it grow with God. God made it. It's his website. It's not my website.
Amen.
Hello.
That's me. Go ahead.
That's his website, and it's his thing all the way. I'm just a tool being used. It's not my ministry. It's his ministry. I don't have a ministry. I have an ordination, but I don't have a ministry. It's his ministry. So,
okay.
Amen. It's just you know, that's why we gave you time to talk. We really wanted to hear the outcome of.
Yes.
You said you left church for a year. you love playing for churches, and you don't charge. I mean, as pastors, for you to even say that you don't charge and you come in when they need a musician, you know, in place, and you've been graceful enough not to have an honorarium or fee attached to your services, it's just a blessing. So
yes.
I know God's going to use you in a certain capacity, even the direction of music toward church. You know, unfortunately, sometimes there's something that God wants to happen there as far as music as it pertains to church, and God's going to use you in that vein to really, as you just use your own life, I minister because this is my ministry.
Yeah.
You know,
God's
after you go to school, you're trying to get a vocation and money through other means, you know, as far as your livelihood, but as far as playing for God, that's exactly what you do. And that is a blessing, and you know, your testimony is a blessing for those who are transitioning also into a new season in their lives.
Amen.
Amen. And God's going to bless your heart because God sees your heart. I mean, to have the heart of a servant of the Lord, that's what God requires of us, that we have a servant's heart toward him. For all he's done, I don't know your testimony, but I sense that you have an awesome testimony. And for all that God has done for us, the least that we can do is serve him with our whole life, our whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And it sounds to me like that's what you're doing. Am I correct in that?
You're right. You're absolutely correct. I was married and I got divorced and I wasn't really serving God. I didn't know God. I was saved since I was 7 years old.
Uh-huh.
But I got out of church. My mom gave me a choice. You can either go to church with us on Sunday at the age of 12 or you can stay at home.
Uh-huh.
I stayed at home and got in all kind of trouble from the age 12 to 18. But then when I turned 18, I gave up the streets and went back to church, and I've been blessed ever since. I haven't worked in 13 years. I haven't missed a meal. I got a roof over my head. I got clothes on my back. I give food to everybody I know.
My God, praise God, hallelujah, praise the Lord.
And I'm doing everything I can at church. I put money in. I've been planting seeds. I put money in people's hands when I can, not just $5, but $50 sometimes. And you know, it doesn't matter what the amount is, as long as they get it to put. I tell them to put this in church, so you will be blessed.
Amen.
So you will have a blessing.
Wait a minute. Did I hear you say that you have not worked in how many years?
13 years.
In 13 years, you have not had a job. You have not went to work. But the Lord is blessing you. You have your own place. You have a roof over your head, and you have money to give away.
Yes.
And you're in college as well? You're taking classes?
I stopped taking the courses in college. I done did a couple years, and I can go back anytime I want to. I have all the time in the world besides, you know, being called home to God to take the courses. I've been taking up information technology, and I'm just taking my time with it because that's a tough course. It changes with computers. It changes every day.
Right, but I don't want to miss this testimony. I feel that somebody's going to be blessed by what you just said, because we're in financial hard times right now. It's called the economic recession, and a lot of people are going through where they don't have the testimony that you just gave us. You know, so what do you attribute your ability to not even have to get up and go to work every day?
Well, the Lord had placed it where, the devil don't want me to do the ministry.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a nervous breakdown calling on Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
I called on Jesus. Well, somebody didn't like it, and they locked me up for it. And my wife at the time didn't think that I was right or something in the head or something. So she wrote a disability thing in. And at the time, my doctor said, hey, you can't go back to work right now. And all I kept doing was saying, Jesus, there go Jesus, hear Jesus, I hear Jesus, I see Jesus, and all this stuff. And from then on, I got this ability, and I've been on it ever since then.
Calling on it. Lord, I don't mean to laugh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Calling on the name of Jesus. And they thought it was the strangest thing, because But it was so much power in calling on Jesus.
Yeah.
I've been tarrying for like a whole 3 weeks with "Thank you, Jesus" in my head.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I had got to the point where I could think and say "Thank you, Jesus" at the same time.
Go ahead, because you say you've been in church since 7. You played the instruments for God's house. You got away 12 to 18, got in a little trouble, and even being married. Do you have children?
Yes, I have 3 beautiful children.
Amen.
Praise God. But, brother, you're all right. I mean, you're okay, right? You're not ill.
Yeah.
You're not mentally unstable.
No. I keep telling them that. I say, it's nothing wrong with me. And they
Amen.
Say, well, you need this, you need that, you need this. And I contribute that to God because I called on His name. They said He said that they were persecutors. No cross, no crown.
Yes. Amen.
And I'm carrying my cross.
Praise God. Well, I thank God for your testimony. And see, even what looks like bad, God turns that thing around for the good. You know,
mm-hmm.
even in the midst of them locking you up and making you feel like them thinking, because I know they didn't make you think, but them thinking that you were crazy, God turned
uh-huh.
that thing around for your good. And now
uh-huh.
He's allowing you to be a blessing to the church and to others in the church. You're teaching people. You're not holding on tightly to the money that does come into your hand, but you're letting it flow, like I was talking about earlier, letting that money flow through your hand so God can continue to send more to you. And you're playing your music, and you're not charging for it. You know, you're playing the keyboard in the church. God bless you. God bless you. And you're still in school, in school to improve your mind and keep learning new things. What an awesome testimony, brother. What an awesome testimony. Hallelujah.
And allow God to continue to use you, and that's what we're talking about on this show, you know, transitioning into different seasons. And you obviously have not embraced, you know, like you say, you've divorced and even the church hurt scenario. You have not embraced the pain of the past. So bravo to you. And just keep fighting the good fight of faith. We thank you for calling in today. You've encouraged a lot of our listenership. And, you know, we just know that God's going to continue to use you in a mighty way as you continue to teach people about music and your giving, you know, not just in music, but in your tangible offerings. And God has obviously planted you in a church where you're also utilizing the gifts of God that He's given you. So
Amen.
You just keep fighting
this
good fight of faith and stay on the Lord's side. He's going to continue to use you and bless you.
I want to say one more thing.
Okay, you got one more. Go ahead. Yes.
You have to get in a place where you love God no matter
yes.
what you go through, no
yes.
matter what happens in your life. I don't care if you're on your deathbed and you're going to make it. You still have to love God. You can't curse Him. You can't turn and say, well, Lord, I quit. Lord, He won't let you quit. You can't say, well, Lord, you know, I tried. No, you got to just do it. You got to keep going forward, pressing for that mark all the time. And I'm not going to be a pastor in the pulpit. I'm just going to be a person that shares with everybody else my testimony. My uncle told me, he said, just share your testimony. And even though I have an ordainship of paperwork to say that I'm ordained to be in all points of the ministry, but it doesn't matter to me because that's just a piece of paper. God ordains,
Amen.
And God puts you where He wants you at. Even if I have to shine the floors of the church every day, then
My
I'm going to do it, and I'm going to do it in the name of Jesus.
Ha.
Amen.
That's the word. Amen. Praise God. Thank you so much, Brother Leland, right?
Landon.
Brother Landon.
Thank you for your call, Brother Landon.
Oh, my God. He blessed us today.
Yes.
All right. You
God bless,
bless
you.
Amen.
Okay. God bless.
God bless
right.
you. Thank
Bye-bye.
You so much for calling. Bye-bye. My God, what an awesome testimony, Pastor Anthony.
Yeah, you know, it's just amazing, you know, as pastors and as we see the body of Christ at large, we've heard that far too often, you know, what the, you know, people's opinion about the church is, and some directly have been offended by God's house, and we just need to put a stop to that madness. But again, He took that negativity and turned it around to something positive. And that's what God does. Isn't that amazing how God takes the broken things and make them live?
Yeah.
He takes the dead areas in our lives and bring them back to life and resuscitate them. And that's what God is saying to many people who are listening today. sometimes you are at your lowest point. But guess what? As you used to say as a motivational speaker, Pastor Rebecca, you can look up, you can get up.
You can get up.
If you fall down, just keep looking up, and there's always room to rise up again. And we know if we keep fighting that we're going to come out victorious because that's how the book ends.
Yeah.
The man that God says, you know, we don't know the book. We're reading between the sheets and the pages. But guess what? Everybody know what Revelation says. We win in the end.
Yes, and we got to do what Brother Landon said. Call on the name of Jesus. Just keep calling. When you feel like you at the end of your rope, just call on the name of Jesus. And that's what he did, to the point where they thought he was out of his mind. And people will think that you're crazy when you're calling on the name of Jesus in the middle of dire circumstances. But you go ahead and call on the name of Jesus. God will bless you in the middle of those circumstances. And one more thing that he said that just before he hung up that was so powerful. He said, you got to love God. You've got to love Jesus with all your heart, your mind, your soul. You got to love him. And you know I believe that. You know we believe that, Pastor Anthony.
But he put emphasis and said, love him to the very end. Love him to the very end. You can't deny him. You know, you can't say, Lord, my life is such a wreck. You know, nothing's working out for me. I'm leaving you, abandoning you and the church. The man of God said, hang in there, stay in there.
Yeah.
And, sometimes we see the evil in our day, you know, and we see even our lives, even Pastor Rebecca, but God's word won't come back void. Sometimes the mess that we're in was no fault of our own, you know, but God has left us to clean up the mess. And, you know, I just love God because I know some of the things I've done when I wasn't serving him, I deserved the wages of my sin. But now that I serve him, I know there's a real devil trying to prevent me from continuing to serve God.
Yeah.
So however the storms come in your life, however they orchestrate it, know that God is not the orchestrator. It says you cannot tempt God with evil. And so there's no way we should ever curse God or get to that point where nothing in life is working out that we should really, you know, put our mouths on God. But keep trusting God, people of God. And that's what I'm going to do. That's what Pastor Buck is going to do. We're not, you know, exempt from this world of recession. We, like most people, are really, you know, trusting God.
Yeah.
You know, trusting God at everything. And
everything. I'm overwhelmed. I'm so blessed by today's broadcast, and I want to welcome LaShawn Myers to the chat room. And everybody that's listening today, if you missed this, you want to go back and listen to the archives, because Brother Brandon just called in and shared the awesome testimony. And even to the point of him being locked up, he was calling on the name of Jesus, and God blessed him. God blessed him to the point where he hasn't even had to work in 13 years, my God. And he's still able to be a blessing to the house of the Lord and to others in the house of the Lord. And he is looking up and not down. And he counts this testimony as a blessing and not a curse. And we got to know, we can't be so caught up on what happened. We have to look at where was God in that whole situation, and where did he bring us to now? What was the transition? That's what you asked him, Pastor Anthony. That was powerful. How did God transition you through that whole thing? How
Amen.
Did he transition
he's not bitter. Even to this day, he's not bitter.
Yeah.
You know, when we forgive and ask God for forgiveness, he will really remove that mountain.
Yes. Amen. And nobody's business say he's going to get my book. We only have 2 minutes remaining, Pastor Anthony, and we can't extend today. We want to welcome everybody that came in late, Apostle S. and LaShawn. Go and listen to the archives, because it's a blessing, blogtalkradio.com/power, and join us on Thursday for Woman to Woman, where I'll be here with Prophetess Singletary and Tina Borsico. And we've been talking about transitioning. Let the Lord flow through you. There's a great work that God wants to do through you, but you have to move all of the hindrances. You have to move all of the obstacles out of the way in your life to allow God to move. And yeah, buy Nobody's Business. That book is going to bless you. Thank you so much. Nobody's Business, said, Brother Brandon said he's going to buy it. That book is going to bless you. And then pass it along to somebody that you know that needs it. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Pastor Anthony, we have 1 minute remaining.
Amen. You know, I pray, you know, even as we are going into this fall season, that God continue those he predestined, those he preordained. You know, he already justified and glorified you. Just keep that as an assurance. Even those of you who called in today, know that God has already preordained and predestined some things for you that nobody can undo. And the devil's trying to get you, you know, to even believe that God is not a God of his word. But he is a God of his word. And what God has said and the vision that he's given you, shall surely come to pass. Though it tarries, it shall surely come to pass.
Wait
so be encouraged, my friend. Be encouraged today, because God is able, and he will do what he said he's going to do.
Amen. And as Prophetess Singletary said, hang on in there. Hang on in there. And God bless you, Lalisa Firestarter. You're at the last 10 seconds. Good to see you, woman of God. And we just want to let you know that God loves you all, and so do we here at Power in the Word. God bless you. Go in peace and serve the Lord. Amen.